Hi guys, welcome back to Tia's Treasure Box. I hope you're having a wonderful day and you're going to have a wonderful weekend. So without further ado, let's just get right to it. I want to thank all of my beautiful and amazing friends out there who supported me with this venture of starting my own podcast. I really appreciate you guys, and I don't know what I would do without y'all. So let's get started with today's trending topic, I guess you may say. Nicki Minaj dropped her long-awaited song, single, for 2019, basically, called Megatron. So I listened to it when it first came out, midnight, and when I'm gonna be honest, when I first heard it, I wasn't really feeling it. I thought it was just, I don't know, I guess it was the auto tune that was like, okay, like, let's bring it down a couple notches. But you know, I just wasn't really feeling it. So then I listened to it a couple times and it started to sound better every time I played it, and I was just like, okay, you know, this might actually be a bop. Honestly, I liked her verses more than the chorus, because her verses were pretty short. I don't even think it was a 16. It was really short, because most of the songs were that was what most of the song was. But when she did like actually rap, I thought it was really good. And you know, we kind of missed her in the rap game, you know what I'm saying? But if I were to rate it out of 10, I would say about a 7, 7.5. The video was really cute. I thought that the director of the video did a good job. It kind of gave me Anaconda vibes. If you guys watched the Anaconda video and the pool scene or the tub scene, whatever you want to call it, in Anaconda, that was kind of shown as well in this video. I don't know what Nicki likes. I guess she likes water, because in the bed video as well, she was in the tub. In the Good Form video, she was in a little inflatable tub. So I guess she just likes water, you know? I guess she just likes water. But speaking of music, one of the songs that I'm going to recommend that you guys listen to, I'm going to do this with every podcast. I'm going to give one song that I feel like you guys should go listen to. And the song that's been on replay for me this week has been Easy Remix featuring Chris Brown by Danny Lee. The song, it really was a vibe. Like, in the beginning of the song, she said, let me catch a vibe. And the song was a whole vibe. I really liked the collaboration between her and Chris Brown. I thought that they did a great job. The video was really cute. It was simplistic. They weren't doing, you know, a lot. Like, some of these artists nowadays, they try to do too much with their, you know, music videos. But it was simple. It was to the point. And they drew you in, even though, because it was so simple. You know what I'm saying? So I think that should be a listen for you guys. If you haven't heard it, go give it a try. And even if you didn't like it, it's you listening to something new. You know what I'm saying? Like, we get in the habit of listening to kind of like the same thing every day. We have our playlist and we stick to the playlist, and it's like, oh, sometimes we add certain songs, but it's like we're still listening to the foundation of what was already instilled or installed in the playlist. So I would say, like I said prior, go and check out the song. If you like it, leave a voice message so I can hear like your thoughts on the song or whatnot. And yeah, that's all I have for the music segment today. Let's move on. In today's pop culture news, two celebrities who are rap stars, you may say, have been investigated by the police. To begin with, Cardi B has been indicted by grand jury for up to 14 charges from the case that happened with the two strippers in the strip club in New York. Basically, the situation that happened was she supposedly tried to assault the two strippers who, quote unquote, were messing with her husband Offset. Many people believe that she probably will win the case But I feel like the 14 charges were a little bit too extreme. None of them actually really got hurt because they posted on Instagram the next day that nobody laid a finger on them. So therefore, if nobody laid a finger on you, why are you even reporting it to police? You know what I'm saying? And second, Fetty Wap is being investigated for battery. There's been a video that's been surfacing that he basically hit this girl. I believe that they were in a hotel room and he hit her prior to the video starting. So basically she was antagonizing him and she was like, hit me again, whatever. And then he hit her again. You know, I do not stand for domestic violence, assault, none of that. But I feel like people need to take responsibility for their actions as well. If you're going to antagonize somebody into hitting you, not saying it's okay that he hit her. But you, if you were scared in that situation, you wouldn't even be dealing with him. You would have left. You would try to remove yourself from the situation instead of picking up a phone, recording, and then posting it on social media. That would not be your first thought if you felt that your safety was in danger at that moment. And I feel like with today's clout chasers, that's a problem. You should, like, Instagram and clout and all of this is not as important as your safety at the end of the day. Yeah, she's probably going to get some clout off of this situation, but it's like, if you want to be known off of a situation like this, then hats off to you, sister. But I personally would not want to receive notoriety from something like this. It's not a positive situation. It's negative. It looks bad on the both of you. And it just isn't okay, period. Moving on, Little Durk is free. He left jail following his charge on, I think he had weapons in his vehicle and him and his group robbed a man of like 30,000 or whatever. So he's free now. His bail was 250,000. But he got out. So that is great. We need to do better. I don't want to read about people being investigated, people having charges against them. We need to do better. We don't need that type of, you know, light, we don't need that to be shined upon us as an African American community. We need positive news. We need positive energy. That's what we need. It is summertime. We do not need anything but positivity. And things like this just aren't positive, in my opinion. But that rounds up the social media news for today. Let's go. Let's move on. So for today's topic, I wanted to talk about relationships, friendships, you know, what you should look for in a good friend or a good partner. And what you should stay away from friendship-wise and partner-wise. So today I have my dear friend, Jordan.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, the ghetto. But we're just going to kick it off. I mean, do you want to say anything about yourself or do you just want to get right into the topic?
Let's just get right into the tea.
Okay, sister. So I'm going to ask you, what do you feel like is a red flag in a relationship or a friendship?
Okay, so off the bat, I'm going for the friendship. I think a red flag in a friendship is when one companion or friend believes that they don't have to put any effort into a friendship. A friendship is 50-50, you know, having a conversation is also 50-50. One friend should never have to hit the other up, you know, all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the time. And I can't stand an unsupportive friend, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like friendships should be based on uplifting each other. Mm-hmm. And if you can't uplift your friend, that is not your friend. Mm-hmm. At all.
And one thing I'm gonna say, friendship-wise or relationship-wise, is the energy that you receive from people is also important, because
the energy that you give from people will really determine how you feel about them and how your relationship with that person is going to go. If their energy is kind of whack or you just don't vibe with it, then you don't even need to waste your time with the dude. You don't need to waste your time with the friend. You just don't need to waste your time at all because it's not worth it. If you already don't vibe well in the beginning stages of your friendship or relationship, it's probably just gonna go downhill from there. There's no way to get past that.
Oh God. Also, another thing I want to add. I noticed that our generation as a whole calls people friends, you know, so willingly. Like, a friend shouldn't just be somebody that you talk to on a daily basis. I think that is one of the qualifications, but if you're just talking to them on a daily basis, you know, there's not as much substance. There should be more than just having conversation, you know?
Yeah, that I feel like that is important. Even when you like start dating someone or you're talking to somebody, if you guys can't have conversations with substance, that's low key, high key. Forget low key, that's high key a problem. Because if you're just gonna have basic conversations like, oh, what's your favorite color? Oh, what do you want to do with your life? If that's all you're gonna ask, sister, cut it off. Like, just forget about it. Because I feel like if the friendship is meant to be or the relationship is meant to be and it's fully organic, you shouldn't, it shouldn't be difficult for you to, you know, have conversations that have some type of meaning behind it. You shouldn't feel uncomfortable to bring up certain topics. I mean, yeah, it's gonna take a while to warm up to people, but if it's been a couple months and you still can't get over that barrier, then at that point, I would just say it's not worth it.
That also shows like how close you are with a friend. Like, if you're having a conversation with them and you're uncomfortable with telling them certain stuff, you're not as close with them as you think you are. And I notice that in a lot of people, like they just feel like they can't come and talk to, you know, their friends and their peers. And, you know, you just got to do better at who you call a friend.
To be devil's advocate, though, I know some people, they don't be feeling comfortable to go to their friends because they feel like their friends are going to be judgmental
That's
and like
true.
their friends aren't necessarily going to try to help them in whatever situation they're bringing towards. And we just have to do better as people to, you know, stop being judgmental when people come to us because they're being vulnerable as it is. So they probably don't need you to judge them for whatever they may have done or whatever was done to them.
And I also feel like we're so closed-minded, and it's like whenever, you know, people come and like to have genuine conversations with us, we can't look past our own opinions and beliefs. Like, we should just be more open-minded and consider, you know, the opposite person's, you know, feelings and emotions.
Yeah, I totally agree. But, you know, let's kind of go away from the negative things in a friendship or relationship. Let's talk about the positive. What you should look for in a friend, what you should look for in a partner. What's important for you in those aspects?
So in a friendship, I really love a good vibe, you know? You know, I like being around somebody like it's nothing but all smiles, you know? And I don't mind having someone I disagree with because I think it's to have, you know, disagreements. But you know, somebody that we can agree on certain things, you know, that we can come
Yeah.
to, we can
Agree to
be at each
disagree.
other, you know? We can come and, you know, meet each other on certain things.
I would
Also,
say, I'm sorry, go ahead.
no, go ahead, go ahead.
Okay, I think because I like to laugh a lot and I just think if you're uptight all the time around me, that's just not okay. I want in a friend or a partner, I want you to be able to be fun, be funny, and just have an outgoing personality for the most part. Because I believe that I'm an extrovert. I can be an ambivert sometimes. It depends on the situation. But I feel like you don't necessarily have to be an extrovert, but still have some type of, your personality shouldn't be bland. It shouldn't be
I agree.
boring.
I totally agree.
Cause if I just can't deal with that. Cause I'm a fun person. I like to do stuff. I like to laugh. So I can't be around people who just have bland personalities or attitudes or anything of that nature.
Also, like, you know, having, you know, friends that like to take risks. You know, I can't stand a overly laid back friend, you know. Like, let's go out. I mean, let's do something wild, you know, but, you know, still have some common sense about ourselves, you know?
I feel you. Partner-wise, I think it's very important for your partner to be... I feel like if they don't compliment you or they don't, like, boost you up sometimes, that's a needed... Because you know you're beautiful. Obviously, he thinks you're beautiful as well. But sometimes, some days, you just need your partner to be like, yo, you look really beautiful today. Like, that's just cute. That's just, I'm here for it. That just makes me want to be like, okay.
Yeah.
How you doing? You know what I'm saying? I just feel like that is not the most important, but it's something that I would want. You know?
Yeah. One thing I would want in a relationship is someone that knows how to communicate, you know, you know how to talk things out instead of, you know, ignoring me. Because I know me as a person already, I'm very stubborn, hard-headed. You know, sometimes, you know, I just have to be right all the time, you know. And somebody that can communicate, that I can, like, communicate with, you know, talk things out with, I just... think that it makes that relationship, you know, stronger than ever.
And I feel like communication goes for friendships as well. But I feel like if freak okay I feel like if you get into petty arguments with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or you get into petty arguments with your friends, it's just not needed. Sometimes you just have to compromise with certain things. You don't have to argue over every little thing because you're wasting your energy and your time over something as simple as you just saying, okay, you know what, I'll do this so you can do that, or something like that. You don't have to always get your way. It's not your way or the highway, because if you feel like that, oh sister, you gotta a lot of people aren't gonna be feeling that.
Yeah. Another thing about this generation, too, I notice how everybody just wants to put up this strong front about themselves. Like, they think, you know, if you're showing too much emotion, you know, you're soft. And I don't want to get in the habit of thinking, like, if I show how vulnerable I am, I'm all of a sudden soft. So I definitely want my companion, you know, to, you know, open their heart, you know. So tough all the time.
I feel like guys, period, find it hard to be emotional or vulnerable, because it's like, you know, it's that thing that, oh, if a boy cries, you know, like you just said yourself. And I just feel like society has to cut that out, because that is not fair for them. They don't, the, it shouldn't be like they have to feel like if they show some type of emotion, they're going to be labeled something. Take off the labels. I feel like it's cute, and I find it more attractive if a guy is able to tell me how he feels, be emotionally, your emotional IQ, I want that to be high. I want you to be able to, like, literally, if you're sad or you want to break down, you should feel comfortable to do that. You shouldn't feel like you have to hold it in or ball it up, because that's not healthy.
It's not healthy at all, actually. Yep.
Oh, sister. But you know what? I feel like this was a good conversation. And, you know, if anybody out there has anything else to add, just leave a voice message for me so I can... I'm going to feature it in the next podcast so I could, like, look at what you said and we can get feedback from that. I appreciate you so much for coming and talking with me, Jordan.
No problem. Anytime.
Oh, my gosh. But bye, Jordan.
Adios.
All right, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast.
I appreciate everyone for tuning in once again. I appreciate all the support. And before we go, I just want to say, if you are a sports fan and you would like me to talk about sports, specifically the NBA, because that's my favorite, you know, please tell me, because I love sports and I wouldn't mind talking about it. You know, the NBA draft just happened last night, which was great. NBA offseason is starting, you know. There's trades and all of this going on. So if you want me to talk about it, just let a sister know. But like I said, I hope you guys have an amazing day. I hope you have an amazing weekend. And I can't wait to talk to you guys later. Stay blessed. Stay blessed. Stay woke. Keep striving. Because you're going to get it. What you want is coming. Okay? Bye, guys.